This is Fresh Air. A new Australian comedy series called Colin from Accounts is about a 40-something man and a late 20s woman who were brought together by a dog. The series begins streaming on Paramount Plus tomorrow, and our critic at large, John Power, says that its warmth, good humor, and essential benevolence might make it the perfect antidote to what's going on in the world.
For most of the 20th century, audiences loved romantic comedies. From Cary Grant wooing Katharine Hepburn to Ted Danson and Shelley Long bickering on Cheers until they finally, inevitably fell in love. Sad to say, this upbeat genre, now direly termed the rom-com, has fallen badly out of fashion, with many younger viewers finding it as passé as black and white movies. If you love romantic comedies as I do, you know it's hard to find a good new one. That's why I happily recommend Colin from Accounts, a new Australian show on the Paramount Plus streaming service. Created by its stars, the real-life husband-wife team of Harriet Dyer and Patrick Bramall, this 8-part series touches all the bases of the traditional romantic comedy. Yet it never feels musty. Brimming with life and honesty, it's also exceedingly funny. Set in Sydney, Colin from Accounts centers on two likably lonely souls, a mid-40s microbrewer Gordon, that's Bramall, and Ashley, played by Dyer, a hard-drinking 29-year-old medical student who's just broken off with her boyfriend. They share a modern spin on the classic meet-cute. Gordon is driving to work when he stops to let Ashley cross the road. A bit hungover, she thanks him by flashing one of her breasts. The distracted Gordon pulls forward and hits a dog that's been running free. The two take the injured border terrier, which has no ID tag, to the nearest vet. They're horrified to learn that treating the dog will cost them thousands of dollars. As you will surely guess, this accident launches them into a relationship. Initially bound by the dog, which they name Colin from Accounts, they gradually discover a more intimate connection, but not before the usual delays. Here we spend time with their friends, from Ashley's even harder partying pal Megan to Gordon's cluelessly ribald bartender Brett. And we watch the two stumble through adventures that take them from hospital deathbeds and inadvertent sexting to drunken revels and wrenching family encounters. Although they don't recognize it at first, we see how well they click. At times, they feel it too. Here the homeless Ashley has crashed at Gordon's for the night. Over breakfast, they talk about Colin, and then start joking around.
This is nice.
This is nice.
Yeah.
Carl, is this nice? High five.
Oh, good boy.
Do you think he's smarter than most dogs?
No.
What?
No, I think everyone just thinks their dog's really smart.
He is very smart.
I can see you becoming like a weird dog person.
Yeah, I'm feeling that too.
I don't know if it's a good color on you.
I think it's a great color on me. No. Get on board.
I'm good. Mm. Look at us, huh?
Yeah.
Like an old married couple. Not since the kids left.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Now, if you're like me, you may think of Australian comedy as being a tad, well, broad. And in truth, Colin from Accounts is not without its share of flatulence and poop jokes. Pretty funny ones, actually. Yet the show never embraces the gleeful vulgarity of the early Judd Apatow comedies. In fact, the show is striking for its variation of tone. The bawdy stuff is folded into a storyline that grows deeper and subtler as it goes along. Even as they banter, Gordon and Ashley come to know each other's fears and vulnerabilities. In a scene reminiscent of the great Christmas episode of The Bear, Gordon attends Ashley's birthday party at her mother's and discovers the pain of her childhood. Bramall and Dyer are very appealing actors. Bearded and bright-eyed, he gives Gordon a menschy tenderness that shines through his ironic humor. We want him to find happiness. And Dyer may be even better as Ashley. She has a comic verve that recalls Julie Haggerty and Leslie Mann. Yet her tired eyes suggest something more. A woman whose sensitivity and intelligence can be self-defeating. And then there's Colin from Accounts. The dog, I mean. Complete with the wheels that do the work of his back legs. I'm pleased to report that the show doesn't use him cutely or milk him for easy laughs. You won't go, aw. The show is smarter than that. Justifying his title role, Colin from Accounts is more than just a dog. He's another wounded, big-hearted creature looking for someone to love.
John Powers reviewed the new series Colin from Accounts, which begins streaming tomorrow on Paramount Plus. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be Isabel Kirshner, a New York Times reporter based in Jerusalem, who's been reporting on both sides of the Israeli-Palestinian divide since 1990 and is now reporting on the war between Israel and Hamas. Her new book, The Land of Hope and Fear, Israel's Battle for Its Inner Soul, is about ideological, religious, ethnic, and generational tensions within Israel. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on our show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberto Shorrock directs the show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.